In California, powerful political groups are reading the fine print on the deal to solve the state's budget deficit. In many cases, they're not happy. Some of those groups hope they can eliminate parts they don't like. As John Myers of member station KQED reports, that could jeopardize the entire agreement.
California's new budget deal is turning into a classic case of the irresistible force meets the unmovable object. The unmovable object, California's massive budget deficit. The irresistible force, the state's most powerful interest groups. Case in point, the revelation Tuesday that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger intends to shrink the state's prison population, in part through the release of as many as 10,000 inmates. Bernard Malekian is chief of police in Pasadena and president of the California Police Chiefs Association.
This is an issue that should directly concern every member of the public.
He says safety is the number one issue, but he also points to state statistics showing more than half the inmates released are returned to prison within 2 years.
If those figures are taken at face value, the fiscal savings won't be as much as hoped for.
Law enforcement groups know their real power lies in the endorsement they give during political campaigns. As such, the police chiefs are now lobbying select state legislators with an eye on higher office, asking them to reject prisoner releases. Democrat Daryl Steinberg is the leader of the California State Senate and helped broker the deficit deal.
Threatening retaliation, I never find to be a very good means of persuasion.
He says the criticism of prison budget cuts ignores the fact that many nonviolent inmates don't need to be behind bars. Nonetheless, Steinberg acknowledges the budget deal isn't going to win a popularity contest.
We went in there and we made the very best that we could of a bad situation.
Another major budget savings, one controlled by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the legislature, is achieved through the furlough of state employees, 3 Fridays a month. That cuts annual salaries by 14% from the DMV to janitors that clean office buildings.
The governor doesn't value the vital services that we provide.
Yvonne Walker is president of SEIU Local 1000, the union that represents most state workers. Earlier this year, their new contract became bogged down in the morass of California's budget problems. Now, Walker says SEIU members are considering their ultimate trump card, a strike.
I think this is a way for them to say, look, you need to value us. This is what we do. This is who we are.
SEIU is one of the most powerful interest groups in California politics. But while criticism of the state's budget deal mounts, the cacophony may actually make things easier, not harder.
Everyone's ox is gored, and I think they will all cancel each other out at the end of the day.
Barbara O'Connor is the director of the Institute of Media and Politics at California State Sacramento. She says in normal times, interest group pressures may work, but these are not normal times in California.
I think the crafting of the budget has taken so long, and not to pass it, I think most legislators believe it would be totally irresponsible.
Even so, the power of some issues with the public has left parts of the budget deal still cloaked in secrecy, more than 24 hours after it was announced. Governor Schwarzenegger and legislative leaders may be holding their collective breath as the budget deal comes up for a vote tomorrow. They hope the political pressure this time gives way to the financial pressure of a state on the brink of collapse. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
And on California's budget crisis, we have this correction. We mistakenly said the Medi-Cal program is California's version of Medicare, the federal health care program for the elderly. In fact, Medi-Cal is California's version of Medicaid, the program that provides health care to low-income individuals.